Watch, Rosie O'Donnell raves about non-binary 10-year-old daughter saying gender is infinite. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 25, 2024. Rosie O'Donnell raved in a recent interview about her 10-year-old daughter telling her gender is infinite. Adding, "When your child tells you who they are, believe them." O'Donnell told NBC Chicago's Matt Rodriguez that her daughter, Clay, told her gender is infinite, and that she has struggled with remembering to use they/them pronouns when talking to her daughter, adding that she even got a tattoo to remind her. Watch below. "She said to me, they said to me, she prefers they/them. I got a tattoo of it so that I would remember. And every time I say she goes, 'Your tattoo isn't working.' I'm like, all right, smarty pants," the Rosie O'Donnell Show star said. O'Donnell continued, "But, yeah, they said to me, after we were having the non-binary discussion, they said, 'Mommy, do you think you're non-binary?' And I said, 'I really don't.' I said, 'When I was a kid, there was a word that everyone used called tomboy, but it wasn't an insult. You could be a tomboy and nobody thought it was weird or bad. You could play sports, like, I was president of my senior class. I was homecoming queen, prom queen, and I was very much a tomboy. I was on every single team that we had.' And she said, 'But, do you feel that you're a girl or do you feel that you're a boy?' I said, 'I definitely feel that I'm a girl.' I said, 'I'm a gay person. A gay person is someone who likes someone of the same sex, but doesn't have any confusion about who they are and their gender.' Well," she said, "they said to me, 'Mommy, there are some kids in my class who don't even know their gender. So, like, an idiot, I say, tell them next time they're in the bathtub to look down. If it's a hot dog, they're a boy, and if it's not, they're a girl.' Then she says, 'They say, Mommy, that's their sex, that's binary. I'm talking about their gender, and gender is infinite.'" "Gender is infinite? Where does a 10-year-old get those words?" O'Donnell asked. "I have no idea," and I said to her, "Where did you find that?" She said, "Some things I just know." Rodriguez chimed in, saying, "Just like people know they're gay," to which O'Donnell replied, "Correct. It's the same thing. And I don't know where the journey is going to take them," O'Donnell added. "I'm supportive of any way that they want to be in this world and feel connected and happy." Rodriguez went on to say it's okay to struggle with the pronouns, as long as you're doing everything with good intent, to which O'Donnell concurred, replying, "As long as you correct yourself." O'Donnell continued, "And sometimes, Clay will say to me, 'Mommy, I told you you can start with Clay,' and I said, 'I'm trying, babe, I'm trying.' The hardest thing to do was not call her baby girl, I would always say that. And she said to me about half a year ago, 'I don't like that. I'm not a girl and I'm not a boy.' I said, 'Okay, I understand. When your child tells you who they are, believe them,'" O'Donnell asserted. As Breitbart News reported, studies strongly suggest that social contagion is a factor in teenagers and young adults identifying as transgender. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.